WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Special guest time once again here at WNRN. Tough times call for strong leaders. And this morning we're standing at attention because the Major General is in the house, y'all.
Hi there.
Franz Nicolai is best known as the style meister and the not-so-secret weapon in the Hold Steady. He also holds rank in several other musical militia, like the World Inferno Friendship Society. Major General is the title of Franz's upcoming solo record. It's a blast. It comes out a week from today on Fistolo Records. But you can get a sneak peek tonight for free in Charlottesville. Franz kicking off his solo tour tonight at Boylan Heights with Andy Waldeck opening at 9. Good morning, Major General. Can I now go at ease?
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Major General is, like I said, it's a blast. There's primetime rockers and after-hours lullabies, and as you sing in the coda, handbill hand grenades.
Yeah. I'm not even sure what that means, but it sounded good.
You wrote it.
Yeah.
We were talking when you walked in.
I'm not taking responsibility.
Right when you walked in, we were talking. The early reviews are coming in, and was it Associated Press who so far has come up with your favorite?
The Alt Press, that glossy rock magazine, said Punk Rock the Musical.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Well, this, correct me if I'm wrong, but you had done a demo project a little over a year ago called the Black Rose Paladins, and some of these songs were on that.
It was literally just the demos for this record. I went into a studio and recorded quick one-off solo versions just to have something to sell at the shows. You know, they were literally just 50 CDRs that I printed up and sort of handmade covers for. So it was a release, but it wasn't a proper release. It was demo in the strictest sense of the term.
But some of the songs have been fleshed
out.
Right?
All the songs have been fleshed out, and some of the songs are new.
So when it came time to record with the full band, which you actually have called the Major Generals in the past,
right?
You almost did it not like a jazz blowing session, but you did like 2 days of rehearsals and then boom.
Yeah, well, we had limited time because of my touring schedule and because of their touring schedule. Yeah. And so I was trying to make it into an advantage and sort of capture that moment where you get really talented musicians sort of just learning the songs and figuring out what their parts are going to be before they really have them down, so you can get that excitement.
Well, we'll talk about some of those stellar musicians that are helping you out on Major General in just a few minutes, but you're cradling your trusty magic twanger, so why don't we hear a live WNRN studio version of one of those tracks?
Great. This is a true life tale of punk rock redemption called Jeff Penalty.
East Bay Ray seemed like a pretty nice fellow. That one guy from Philly, I wonder if he knew what he was getting into. It was the greatest karaoke show I'd ever seen. Who could blame him? Certainly not me. They hit Holiday in Cambodia. 500 people screamed. He gave us a nice compliment before Moon Over Marin. There were wisecracks from the upper deck from people in the scene. But it sure looked like we all still wanted to believe. I'm sorry, Jeff, what's his name, if we didn't take it serious. The punks all still sang along when we got to the chorus. I'm sorry, Jeff, what's his name, if we didn't take it serious. But the punks all still sang along. To the road crew when the contractor goes down. Who takes the helm when the captain moves to higher ground? Those range old sled dogs still know which way the race should go. Those rudderless old sailors can still tell which way to row. Did you pack up your troubles, leave your kit bag by the road? I've tried to outrun problems, man, the problems they followed. Johnny Appleseed didn't need to tend the seeds that he had sowed. The other farmers grabbed the reins, got by on their own. I'm sorry, Jeff, what's his name, if we didn't take it serious. But the punks all still sang along when we got to the chorus. We all still need a leader to support us. But the prow needs a ship when it gets into deeper waters. We all still sort of need a leader to support us. But in a pinch, 100 punks could still do the job for us. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 we sang along. whoa, 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 we sang along. If we didn't take you serious, but the punks all still sang along when we got to the chorus. I'm sorry, Jeff Penalty, if we didn't take you serious, but the punks all still sang along. And we went, whoa, 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 we sang along.
It's a Tuesday late for work here at WNRN. Franz Nicolai of the Hold Steady joining us live this morning in the NRN studios before he joins you, hopefully, tonight for free with a show with Brian Waldeck in Charlottesville at Boylan Heights. 9 o'clock is start time tonight. I repeat, the show is free. Franz is kickstarting his solo American tour with Charlottesville's Day tonight. Major General is the title of his upcoming latest, due out in a week on Fistolo Records. And Jeff Penalty is the lead-off track. And as Franz told you, it's an ode to a real dude. He's the new singer in Dead Kennedys.
I'm sorry to announce that he was recently fired.
He was fired. Times are tough, as I said in the intro there, Major General. On the studio.
Layoffs are hitting even the punk rock industry.
Yeah. Man, that's bad, you know. The studio version that starts the new record, Demander, is just raring to go behind you. And their guitarist, Jared, does some solid work.
Yeah, they're a fantastic band.
Yeah, and you're hooked up with Brian from the Dresden Dolls, who's kicking the traps. And you've worked with him a couple times in the past.
Yeah, I've known those guys for a long time, almost dating back to their first or second shows in New York. And we've always sort of been simpatico musically and stylistically, and finally got to work together on a couple, on a Johnny Cash cover for a tribute record and a Jonathan Richman cover that hasn't come out yet.
I was going to ask you if the JoJo tribute came out, because the Cash covered Ballad of a Teenage Queen with the Dolls, and that actually came out in September. Any word on the JoJo cover? Or?
You know, we handed it in. I think we're just waiting on some of the other artists for the CD, I guess. Yeah.
Did you cover New England?
We did cover New England. Okay. That was how the whole thing came about, is I had gotten asked to do this Jonathan Richman tribute, and I thought, well, I'm from New Hampshire. I should do New England. Yeah. And then I thought, well, you know, let's make it a New England thing and get some Boston artists in. And so I had called Amanda, and she brought in Brian, and they came down to record it, and they said, we got asked to do this Johnny Cash tribute. Let's do them both, split the studio time, and call it a project. And yeah, the New England, the version in New England came out real good. I hope it comes out soon.
So do we. Helping with my copy of Major General, Franz, I didn't get the deluxe little booklet, and I'm a voracious liner note reader, so I'm kind of in the dark, but John Agnello was involved in Major General. Did you produce the record, and did he engineer it, or did he mix it? Because he's worked with some heavyweight people that we play to death here.
Yeah, I produced it with James Frazee, who was the assistant on the last two Hold Steady records,
okay.
And John mixed it.
All right.
Except for Jeff Penalty, which was recorded for a 7-inch on a different session. The 7-inch never came out, but that was produced by Don Fury, who was a New York hardcore producer in the 80s, did the Cro-Mags and Gorilla Biscuits and a lot of other, pretty much every classic meathead hardcore band.
Franz Nicolai, the Hold Steady, our special guest here at Late for Work. Don't miss him. Free show tonight at Boylan Heights in Charlottesville. That's at 14th and Main. 9 o'clock is the start time. I'll assume that our listeners can get Major General on CD a little early.
Yeah.
On the merch table.
Special treat.
Well, speaking of special treats, Franz has laid down his six stringer, and he's picked up his trusty blast and banjo on what is no less than the 85th birthday of Earl Scruggs. And when Franz, you were walking in, Ms. Ann Williams, who's running our sound today, asked if you play in Earl's style, and you kind of said, sort of.
I'm trying. Nobody plays in Earl, really in Earl's style except Earl. Okay. But
you got the songbook.
I got the songbook. I got the Earl Scruggs banjo instructional. I'm working my way through it.
Right. Well, happy birthday, Earl. Hopefully yeah. He's listening online and maybe make it to the show tonight at Boylan Heights. What you want to play for us?
This one's a newer song. I wasn't on the demo. It's called Ceasefire.
Well, we were Nick and Nora, some local underground punk rock scene. I was 26, she was 17. Too angry for lovers, too close for friends. If you can't love me, baby, come on, let's pretend. When we met, I was broke. Now I got a pile of tens. So baby, let's go out tonight. See how fast we can spend. I got a couple $100. Let's go out all night. See if that money can last until daylight. If I can't love you, baby, let's try and pretend. We were well-matched opponents in our own private boxing ring. Just local celebrities in the front row and our friends for Don King. But in these unlicensed fights, nobody wins. Spectators yell and the judges rescind our credentials. And the press yell, they're no people's champion. Well, it's possible, even probable, we won't be lovers again. And it's possible, even probable, that's for the best. 'Cause we still believe in forgiveness, but we believe in vengeance too. I'll drop my weapon, if so will you. These days you're broke, and I got a pile of tens. Baby, let's go out tonight, see how fast we can spend. I got a $100 bill, let's go out all night. See if that money can last until daylight. We can love each other. Come on, let's pretend. If we can love each other, just for tonight, let's pretend.
Franz Nicolai of the Hold Steady, live at the WNRN studios on this Tuesday morning, late for work. Major General, the title of his brand new solo effort, comes out in a week, and Franz kicks off his solo tour with a free show tonight in Charlottesville. At Boylan Heights, 14th and Main, at 9, Andy Waldack is opening up. From the new record, that's Ceasefire, subtitled Mrs. Norman Main. Franz, you had Thin Man references in there with Nick and Nora.
Sure.
And, man, when you're having a domestic spat and Don King shows up.
Then you know you're in trouble. Yeah. Or you're going to make a lot of money.
No,
one
you're not going to make
both.
Any. Don's going to make the money.
Right. You're going to end up broke and brain damaged. Maybe that's what happened. That's why I'm here.
Also on Ceasefire, at least you got $100 that time around, you know.
And not so, by the end of the night.
No, not by the end of the night, but in another...
I don't know if last time you've been out drinking in New York, $100 doesn't go very far.
It buys one round if there's only two of you, maybe.
Right.
But in another delicious track on the record, you got a tasty line that you're never as broke as it seems.
Well, I tell you what, in my years of being broke, I found one of the terrible ironies is you can always find someone who will spend $20, $40, $50 on buying you drinks. But if you want, if you ask that same person to lend you $20, $40, $50 to go out for dinner, they would look at you like you were a crazy person.
Well, if you at least have people that will spend $50 buying you drinks, you're doing okay.
Yeah, booze will get you through times with no money better than money will get you through times with no booze, right?
We talked a few minutes ago, Franz, about you recorded in a hurry because time is of the essence with your busy schedule. But you are on the road almost incessantly to the point that that doesn't leave time to write. Seems like you've gotten it down. You've got a knack for writing on the road. Or have you fooled us?
I might have fooled you. I actually don't write very well on the road. But I write really well when I'm home because one of the side effects of making a living being a touring musician is that when you're home you have very little to do. So I sit at home and am insomniac and eventually end up picking up an instrument and writing some songs.
Okay. Well, you've got about a week of solo gigs. Then you got to hook up with the Steadiers at a House of Blues show in Chicago on the 15th. Sure. Then another week and a half of pure solo Franz. And then it's summertime in Australia with the Hold Steady.
Can't wait.
So, you
except for the crushing jet lag. I can already feel it coming.
You write a delicious fun blog on your website, and just a few months ago you wrote, life would be a treat if you could record from December to March and tour from April to November, but it ain't gonna happen for you in 09, I don't think.
Well, it seemed the cool thing about that schedule would be that, you know, the December to March season, you don't really want to be outside anyway. Right. You might as well be holed up in some studio with no windows and not know what time it is and what's going on outside.
Yeah. Or in Australia during their summer.
During their summer.
You've described the sound that you hear in your head is like Scott Walker crooning over the end of an MGM musical with the Attractions as the backup band. Do you think you've come close, or are you getting a little closer with Major General?
I think I got there on some of the songs.
Yeah.
next time, bigger string section.
Okay.
As God is my witness.
One of the things we like most about the new record is you are singing your stash off. You like those big body lead vocals, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a tradition of singing that has gone out of favor in indie rock, you know, since the development of indie rock, really. That sort of staring at your shoes, muttering under your breath style of singing has never really appealed to me. Yeah. Whereas for a variety of reasons, performance not least among them, that the sort of vaudevillian, full-throated Al Jolson, Jacques Brel, Charles Aznavour, you know, up through Scott Walker and the Divine Comedy and groups like that really does appeal to me.
Yeah, we don't take you as the whiner or the moper, Ross.
Oh, believe I got some mope in me. I'll be loud about it. My kvetching will be heard by the mountains.
You'll whine at the top of your lungs.
Absolutely.
What, you want to do another song for us before you go, or you want to blast one off the record?
Let's play one off the record.
All right. Can I do the big powerhouse first single?
Sure.
Which I believe is World Inferno versus the End of the Evening?
Yeah.
That'll work for you?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Great.
Works for us, too. Franz Nicolai on WNRN.